coaches.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly for something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually, as an office, have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is, if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Parker.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
From Denver, Colorado, speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. You know, we got rules of engagement, normally, typical thing. As usual, if you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, a TMA or an AMA, the text line is always open. The number for the text line on whatever message app you use is 33103. 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. Just tell me anything or ask me anything. And then be sure and follow me on social media, whether it's X, formerly Twitter, Facebook or Instagram, they're all at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. I want to start out today with Operation Epic Fury, and then we're going to get over to, for a minute, and eventually get to this reopening of the government and what really happened and what really didn't happen, because I think there's a lot of misinformation about it. But let's start with what's going on in the Middle East right now. Here's what you're not getting from the mainstream media coverage, from the cabal, about Operation Epic Fury. And I think it's the truth. And it's not because I believe the reporters are lying to you, which they do, but I don't think they are. Some will, some won't. But because most of these reporters are doing what journalists do when they've already written the story in their heads. It's confirmation bias. They're confirming what they believe in their heads already. And the story they've written is that Donald Trump is flailing, that he's desperately looking for an exit, that he and Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, are each other's throats. And I think that the whole operation is a catastrophic miscalculation hurtling towards some sort of quagmire. There's just one problem with that narrative. The people actually running this war don't recognize that narrative. Now, General Jack Keane is not a name that you invoke lightly. He's a four-star general. He's the former Vice Chief of Staff of the United States Army. And that guy, who along with Fred Kagan, essentially designed the Iraq surge strategy that salvaged the war that everybody already written off, well, he's not an ideologue. And neither is General King a cheerleader. He's an analyst with direct daily access to both CENTCOM, Central Command, who's running the operation, and more importantly, not just to CENTCOM generally, but to CENTCOM Commander Admiral Bradley Cooper. No, not the movie star, Bradley Cooper. And to, I think just as importantly, the senior leadership of the Israeli Defense Forces. Now, when Jack Keane tells you something about how a military operation is going, you weigh that differently than you weigh, say, something that a Pentagon or Department of War's spokesperson might tell you, or what some think tank fellow with a subscription to Jane's Defense Weekly might tell you. So I want to walk through what Jack Keane has been actually saying, and most importantly, I think what it means. First, this operation is ahead of schedule. Probably the single most important thing that General Keane said, and when I say he said, this is a compilation of everything that he said on also, he's an analyst for Fox News. He gets interviewed by other radio programs. He has the Institute for the Study of War. They put out different information. So this is a compilation of everything that I've been able to find that he's reporting or saying or in questions from reporters or talking heads, pundits, whatever it might be. This is a compilation of all of that. So the single most important thing that he has said, generically speaking, is the thing that received the least media attention. And I think it's this. The operation is exceeding expectations. We're not meeting expectations. We're exceeding expectations. Admiral Cooper, again, the man who's actually running the operation in the area of operations, actually running it from the Middle East, is, in General Keane's words, quote, so confident about what we have achieved and what we will achieve that there is, again to quote him, no doubt in his mind that he will, that Bradley Cooper will, meet President Trump's expectations. And the casualty numbers bear this out in a way that is, frankly, extraordinary. After 3 weeks of active combat operations, the United States has suffered 7 killed in action and 6 killed in accidents. 1 serious combat injury since day one. The Israeli Defense Forces, they're at 14 KIA killed in action. On the Arab coalition, low double digits. But let's not gloss over the numbers. Think about that combination I just told you. There's the United States, Israel, and an Arab coalition. The Gulf Council, Cooperation Council, the GCC, comprised of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, United Arab Emirates, the others. They're all in this now also and actively engaged. So I want you to sit with those numbers for just a moment because I think that the context matters. We're 3+ weeks into an offensive military operation against a nation state with a standing military, ballistic, and to some degree still have some, ballistic missile capability, drone warfare capacity, and one of the most heavily fortified nuclear programs on the entire planet. And we have lost fewer people than we do in some training exercises. That is not an accident. That is the result of 2 deliberate strategic choices. First, systematically degrading Iran's ability to launch large-scale retaliatory salvos before the shooting even started. And deploying defensive strategies, including counter-drone technology pioneered by Eric Schmidt's Perennial Autonomy that are killing Iranian drones at a fraction of the intercept cost of the early days of the conflict. That's where we're at right now. That is where we started. And I think General Keane's timeline assessment, maybe 3, maybe 4 weeks to complete all assigned objectives, and, as he always says, some flexibility may take less time, may take more time. Total operation, he thinks, may be under 50 days. That would represent the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capability, its offensive missile and drone capacity, its future manufacturing infrastructure for those very same weapons, and the opening of the Strait of Hormuz by force. Now, if that happens, we can argue about the politics all we want. But the military achievement itself, the military achievement alone, would be historic. Now, the Strait of Hormuz, let's go to it. It's harder than it sounds, but I think it's doable. And I want to be precise about what opening the strait may actually mean. Because I think the shorthand, hey, we're going to open the Strait of Hormuz, I think that obscures the complexity of what's going on. Because the Iranians didn't close the Strait of Hormuz with a naval armada. They did it largely through intimidation. What was that intimidation? They were hitting enough merchant ships, rattling enough insurers and the shipping companies, that the commercial traffic itself just stopped moving. The physical closure of the strait was achieved with relatively minimal direct military force. That's actually a more insidious problem than you would consider a conventional naval blockade. Because you can't simply solve that by sinking a fleet. You've got to restore confidence in the entire ecosystem of global shipping. And not just in the Strait of Hormuz, but throughout the entire world. And King's answer to how we do that, that's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is always open, 33103, keyword Michael Michael. Go follow me on X, @Michael D. Brown. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. 8320, paid for by Power Sales University.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all 7 continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Right Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about General Jack Keane's assessment of where we're going in Operation Epic Fury and how it's going. And we were just swerving into the Strait of Hormuz. You know, I would encourage you that if you enjoy what we talk about on the weekend and you enjoy this program, I'd encourage you to listen to the weekday program. And it's really easy to do on your iHeart app. All you have to do is search for a station with the call letters KOA, KOA. It's at 850 AM, 94.1 FM. On your app, just set that as a preset. So Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Mountain Time, you can listen to The Situation with Michael Brown, broadcasting just like I am right now, live out of Denver, Colorado. So set that preset for KOA, 850 AM, 94.1 FM. So let's go back to the Strait of Hormuz for a moment. So Iran didn't strike, they didn't shut it down with the naval armada. They didn't send a bunch of ships and literally blockade it. They hit enough merchant ships. That rattled the insurers. That rattled the shipping companies. And so the commercial traffic, because they didn't want to assume that risk, they didn't want to take any risk, they stopped themselves. Now, General Keane's answer to how we get that entire shipping ecosystem moving again involves three simultaneous tracks, three things at the same time. We have to continue to degrade the Iranian capability to threaten the shipping. We have to deploy, and we are deploying, countermeasures on both warships and merchant vessels. And critically, we're assembling a coalition escort mission that the United States cannot and should not, in my opinion, staff alone. So much of what goes through the Strait of Hormuz is not destined for the United States. Yes, a lot of it is. But a lot of it's headed to other countries, our NATO allies, to the Indo-Pacific, all over the world, to India, everywhere. So assembling a coalition escort mission is one of the key things. Now, the Brits, if they can find a naval vessel that actually works, they've agreed to send some. And we're already doing the other thing that he said, and that is deploying countermeasures on both warships and merchant ships. We now have, and I forget what they're called, but we now have these types of almost like waterborne drones, like speedboats, that can now be used to attack any Iranian ships or any Iranian speedboats that are deployed from the coastline to attack any shipping going through. They're not very costly. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars, not millions of dollars. And we can deploy those, and they can literally catch up to and blow the Iranian speedboats out of the water. And yes, we do have ships in the region, but they are already allocated to both offensive and defensive missions. So you can't pull them to escort duty without compromising the entire offensive and defensive operation. So we do need the Europeans and the Arab Gulf states to step up. Now, on the Europeans, General Keane relayed a conversation with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte that I think is worth us hearing and understanding. Rutte told the general directly, and I quote, "Since World War II, America calls, sometimes we answer reluctantly, but we always answer the call for one indispensable reason. We, meaning NATO, absolutely need you." So I think the Europeans will come around, and the Europeans will start showing up. Of course, yes, they're coming late. Of course they are. They're always late. And they're coming unhappy. You know why they're unhappy? Because they weren't consulted. But the president and the entire operations team out of the Pentagon, CENTCOM, his national security advisors, and the IDF, Benjamin Netanyahu, kept all the operational plans tightly, knitly close held, so that we had the full element of surprise. Can you imagine talking to NATO? Of course it would have gotten out. So they're all upset because, well, we weren't consulted. Yeah, we weren't consulted because we can't trust you. Just like they didn't consult a bunch of members of Congress because we can't trust them. So they're going to come. They're going to show up. They'll be unhappy about not being consulted, but they're still going to show up. Now, Keane's blunt assessment of the consultation controversy, He says, we didn't tell our own Congress. Not all of them, anyway. We told enough. We didn't tell parts of our own military. Open democratic systems leak, he says. The secrecy was operationally necessary. Get over it. I love that, because he's absolutely right. And the Arab Gulf states, they're already helping, which, if you've been following this, is in and of itself a hugely significant development, because they were publicly opposed to the war before it started. Now, let's dissect that just a little bit. They were publicly opposed to the war before it started, because they wanted to maintain, both for their neighbors and for the Iranians, at least the appearance of impartiality, at least the appearance of neutrality. There's no doubt in my mind that the Crown Prince, MBS, and the others were, you know, in diplomatic channels, in private conversations, telling both Netanyahu and telling President Trump, we've got to make Iran a normal neighbor. We can't continue tolerating the way it is. So publicly they were saying one thing, privately they were saying another. And we shouldn't be upset about that. That's the politics of the Middle East. But then we have something else going on, and that's the negotiation track. It's real, but I think it's being viewed with enormous skepticism, as it should be. Negotiating with the Iranians? How's that worked out in the past? Not very well. And here's where it gets complicated, and where I want to be careful to represent what General Keane says accurately, because I think the media, the cabal, has mangled this in its entirety. Yes, there are talks happening. Yes, Steve Witkoff is involved. No, this doesn't mean that Trump is looking for an exit ramp or that the military operation is winding down. Keane was very explicit in what he said, and I want to quote him. He said, the president is very much aware of all of that. He doesn't trust them. He knows they're liars. And he is still all in on the military operation, make no mistake. He had the opportunity to go to a ceasefire, and the decision was no ceasefire. That is General Keane's words, word for word. So the military operation, when you think about it, is being used as leverage for the diplomatic track going on over here. It's not being replaced by it. It's two separate parallel tracks. And that's actually conventional strategic logic. You negotiate from a position of strength. You don't negotiate from weakness. And you keep the pressure on while you're talking. But here's King's bottom line on the negotiation. And I think it's the most analytical, honest thing said in any of his interviews. He's highly skeptical it will produce a deal. Why? And we all are, I think. Because the terms of any acceptable deal are essentially the terms of surrender. And we're simply not going to do that. We've started it. The mission is going well. It's ahead of time. And we're going to finish the mission. And then we'll see what the Iranian people can do. The terms of any acceptable deal would be terms of surrender, and we're not going to do that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
LifeLock.
The IRS said I
filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line, of course, is always open. Number is 33103 on your message app, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. So we're talking about the negotiation track. And I think we should view the negotiation track with the Iranians with great skepticism. And I think the most important thing that he said about the negotiations was that he is highly skeptical that it will produce a deal, because what the Iranians want, until we finish the operations, the military operations, in terms of negotiations, they just want surrender. They just want us to go away and leave them alone. That's not going to happen. So what the United States and Israel are demanding diplomatically is exactly what they are physically taking away through the military operations. They're taking away, they're literally taking away all of their physical military operations, their capability, their nuclear capability, all of which is a guarantee against future development, and the strait kept open. So he asked a pointed question. Is there an Iranian leader willing to formally concede all of that? And his answer implicitly in everything I've read is probably not. And if that's true, that means the military track has to run out to completion. So operationally, what we've discussed so far is operationally, we're ahead of schedule. We're obtaining everything operationally that we wanted to. And we're on schedule for another 3, 4, 5 weeks, just depending on how well things go. And negotiations, the diplomatic track, is continuing along the same line. And the Strait of Hormuz, we're now putting together the coalition to reopen that. As I've said in other programs, and I think I said last weekend, I'm not so sure that Trump is in a hurry to open the strait for a whole host of reasons that have to do not with the Middle East, but have more to do with Russia and China. And then we get to what everybody wonders about, regime change. And I think that there is an honest answer here about regime change. The official position of both the United States and Israel is that regime change is not one of the military objectives. And General King confirms this, and he explains the reasoning very clearly. If you want to change a political order, you need ground forces. You need to physically take and hold territory and install new governance. And we're not doing that. I don't think we have the appetite for that. And frankly, given our track record in Iraq and Afghanistan, the argument for avoiding it, that's not crazy at all. But, and this is the part that I think gets obscured, Israel is systematically, remember there's two operations. Now we're working together and separately with the Israelis. We have one objective. Sometimes it overlaps, but we have one objective and they have one objective. And Israel is systematically targeting the organizational infrastructure that keeps the regime in power. What is that? The IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. That's the internal security forces. And the Baji military, the militia. They're not just killing the leaders, they're also killing members by the hundreds. And that's creating more morale problems throughout the entire security apparatus that keeps the population hunkered down. And according to Israeli intelligence, it's creating chaotic decision-making at the top. The explicit Israeli objective is to, according to General King, is to set the conditions for a potential regime collapse. Not to trigger it directly, but to leave the regime so hollowed out that it becomes possible for it to collapse. Now everything, again, this is a composite of everything I tried to read about him this week, to get what I think is an objective assessment with someone who has a clear channel of communication with the decision makers, both within the IDF and within CENTCOM. His preferred endgame is more aggressive. General King's is more aggressive than the official policy. He wants to take Karg Island, which is the Iranians' primary oil export terminal, through which, I don't know, I think upwards of 90% of their oil revenues flow through that island. Well, General King wants to take that as the final act of the military operation. And his logic, to me, seems to be pretty straightforward. if we destroy their offensive military capability, but then leave the Ayatollahs, the regime, the IRGC, and the Bajie militia, if we leave them with economic means to recover and rebuild, we haven't solved the problem. We've just reset the clock, so to speak. But if we take Karg Island, force an economic collapse, and you've taken away not just their weapons, but their ability to even reconstitute their weapons, the regime doesn't just lose the war. It loses its future. Now, I don't know whether that option gets exercised, whether it's a presidential decision. I don't know whether Trump's made that decision or not made the decision. I don't think anybody except Trump knows that, and maybe some of the commanders. King says that most of the people he talks to, they do want to execute that. But whether or not President Trump pulls that trigger, that remains to be seen. And then there are the larger states. And what does this mean beyond Iran? I know, I'm looking at some text messages about, you know, these are from earlier in the week, a couple of them from today, about, you know, we shouldn't have done this, we shouldn't have started this. I think that's missing the larger picture. And Keane makes a point near the end of a bunch of these interviews that I think deserves its own moment of reflection. Because I think it reframes the entire operation in terms that go well beyond the boundaries of the Iranians. General King argues that successfully completing this operation, taking down Iran's military capacity, opening the Strait of Hormuz, potentially forcing regime collapse, that returns the United States of America to a position of global strategic credibility that we have not occupied in decades. And that credibility isn't just about the Iranians. That'll change the calculus in Ukraine. It changes what Xi Jinping calculates about Taiwan. It changes what every adversary we have around the entire world, and quite frankly, every ally, it changes everything about what they think about America's resolve and American capability. I think there's also a historical lesson embedded in this operation that Keane addressed directly, whether he meant to or not. The intelligence that poured in after the 12-day war last June, that revealed that Iran had immediately begun rebuilding. Underground storage sites, new ballistic missile programs that had extended range capabilities. They were actually working toward ICBM capabilities. A new financial network funneling hundreds of millions of dollars to their proxy terrorist organizations throughout the world, not just in the Middle East, not just the Houthis, not just Hezbollah, but all over the world. Central America, South America, Indo-Pacific, Europe. Resume nuclear enrichment preparation at new sites. What does that tell me? What should it tell you? The Iranians were never going to stop. The only question was whether the United States and Israel were going to make them stop. The answer, I think 3 weeks in or so, appears to be yes. That causes, I think, many people to kind of feel repulsed by the idea that the United States of America is the world's dominant superpower, and that without a constitutional republic based on the freedoms that we're still hanging on to, let's set aside domestic politics for a moment, that what we represent and the rules-based order, the constitutional system, the constitutional compact, the social compact, everything that we represent, free markets, all the things that we talk that are good about the United States, again, setting aside the stupid things going on in our politics right now, that creates a stable world. It helps maintain a stable world. It doesn't mean that there won't be future conflict. It doesn't mean that there'll be peace for the, you know, for the foreseeable future. But it keeps rogue nations in check. And that's something that, you know, whether you, sometimes you're thrust into a position in your life, in your work. You didn't ask for it. You didn't want it, but you got it. And then you have a choice. And that choice is, am I going to take that opportunity, and am I going to use it for good, and am I going to make certain that I change the organization, I change my family dynamics, I change whatever organization it is that I'm involved in. I don't want this, but it's been thrust upon me. I think that's where we are in this country. But I've got one honest caveat. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
My fight song. Take back my life song. Prove it, my life song.
Join us Saturday, May 2nd, for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California, a day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to RedingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight.
Here you
good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
ARGC and the Iranian military and the Council of something that I think Arab National Defense Council, I think the speech to text isn't working too well. God bless America, Cooper, Goober number 0401. I think until we do, I mean, for decades now, Republican presidents, Democrat presidents have told us that the Iranians are the source of so much of the conflict, not just in the Middle East, but throughout the entire world. The number one state sponsor of terrorism throughout the entire world. And every president talks about, you know, they've tried diplomacy, they've sent pallets of cash, they've entered into agreements, everything. Nothing has worked. And nobody else has the ability, except the United States and the Israelis, to do this. Now, you might say, well, where's Russia and China? You think Russia and China doesn't? Russia and China thrive on this chaos. They want the chaos because they may not call us the great Satan, but China wants to be the dominant power on the planet. I don't want that. I don't want them influencing supply chains. I don't want them influencing markets. I don't want them influencing much of anything. Do I want them? I don't want to destroy them. But neither I don't want them to be the world's only superpower. So let's get back to the caveat. General Keane is optimistic, but I don't think he's being unrealistic. He acknowledges that the hardest part of this operation is still ahead because the Iranians are going to do everything they can to hide, disperse, to do whatever they can to protect whatever remaining assets exist. So we're kind of trying to get from the 20-yard line to the end zone, to use the football analogy, and that's the hardest part. We're in the red zone because the Iranians know what's at stake, and they're making the last stretch as hard as possible. And Keane has raised a concern that I think is probably the most strategically sobering thing in the entire compilation that I've put together. What happens after Trump? What happens after Netanyahu? Because the history of this conflict is a history of incomplete operations, of taking the foot off the neck, of trusting agreements that turned out to be lies. The reason we're here now is partly that we should have kept going during the 12-day war, but we did not. Future administrations, future presidents, future leaders, future prime ministers, they may not have the same resolve that we have right now, which is why the argument for finishing the job completely, Karg Island and everything, is not just military logic. It's an attempt to make the outcome durable enough to survive the inevitable political change that comes with democratic elections. So if you strip away all of the partisan noise that we get bombarded with, if you strip away the journalists confirming the stories that they already wrote, that they had in their head to begin with, if you strip away even the administration's opponents, who simply cannot assess this operation on its merits because they are constitutionally incapable of crediting anything associated with Donald Trump, what you're left with is this. We've got a retired four-star general with daily access to the commanders that are running this war who is telling us that the operation is ahead of schedule, that casualties are remarkably low, that every assigned objective will and can be achieved, and that the president is not looking for an off-ramp, that the Strait of Hormuz will eventually be reopened, and it will be kept open by force if necessary, and that Iran's nuclear program will be eliminated by military operations. Now, you can disagree with the decision to go to war. That's a legitimate debate. But the conduct of the war, by every honest military measure that I can find that's available, is going better than the coverage would have you believe. General Keane's been right before. In circumstances where conventional wisdom was very, very wrong. It might be worth listening to General Keane. He's got the access, he has the experience, and he has the ability to look at it objectively as a former military commander and say, this is what we need to do, and this is where we're going. I filled up with gas this week. It was expensive. Now, if you're on the West Coast or the East Coast, the dollar amount I'm going to give you, you may laugh, spit out your coffee, but I paid for premium unleaded. I paid $4.29 or something. I thought it was horribly expensive. As I watched the dial spin, I understand why. I understand market forces. I understand some of the stupid policies that we have in place, domestic policies. I understand that we've had a refinery fire in Houston. I understand that California likes to shut down refineries. I understand all of these forces are all coming together right now. But at least I have the ability to see beyond that. And I know people struggle. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be cold-hearted here. I understand it is a struggle. But where we're at today is still lower than where we've been before. And we're not looking at something that I believe is going to turn into a 20-year, you know, what they call the endless wars. I think it has the opportunity to reshape the entire global political structure. And in so doing, we will start charging, you know, for Iranian oil. The Chinese, just like if they want to use Venezuelan oil, you know, you'll pay market rates just like the rest of us do. That will hurt the Chinese economy. That may result in some change in China. Maybe they won't attack Taiwan in 2027. It might just calm everything down. But we all have ADHD, and we want something to change right now. It's not going to. Hang on, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Got some news and spots. We'll be right back. Let's talk about this president being on the currency. I find that weird. I'll be right back.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now, I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop. A doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have entered the war in the Middle East by claiming they've launched a missile toward Israel. The Israeli military said today it intercepted the projectile. The Houthis' entry could threaten yet another important global shipping lane in the region. Senator James Lankford has nothing but praise for Operation Epic Fury.
Performance of the American military has been stellar. I don't think anyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, would challenge that at all. Based on open source and by classified information, they've moved at tremendous speed and professionalism. All of these operations are incredibly complicated.
Senator Lankford spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says people in this country do understand that Iran's leaders, they believe them to be evil.
When you've looked at American public opinion prior to the launch of Operation Epic Fury, Americans have understood the Iranian regime for what it is. It's the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. It's killed Americans. It's held our people hostage. It's attacked our allies. It's oppressed its own people.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee. The election is May 26, and Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent John Cornyn in the process, Paxton drawing praise from right-wing activists. There's a new kind of crypto mortgage offering in the works.
Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. Real estate services company Better Home and Finance plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months in a partnership with crypto trading platform Coinbase. Greg Clugston reporting.
More news at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says Democrats are concerned because the SAVE Act includes common sense provisions such as voter ID and ending men and women's sports.
These are all very popular issues. I think they're very worried that the more time we spend on it and they're held to account on votes, it's going to burn them. And they should be worried about it because they're completely out of step with the American people.
Senator Schmidt says, after all, there's really nothing controversial about requiring a person to verify their citizenship in order to vote.
No sane country would allow 15 million people to come here illegally. Some of those people now in some states can't get driver's licenses.
President Trump says he'll be hosting a UFC fight on the White House grounds to celebrate his 80th birthday and the nation's 250th anniversary. The president has long supported UFC. In fact, during his 2024 campaign, he used those ties to attract voters who weren't traditionally politically engaged. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Democrat plans to prosecute ICE agents, Ken Lorman reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in that officers are generally shielded from civil liability unless prior case law makes the unlawfulness of their actions, quote, beyond debate. Some court watchers say that potentially undermines Democratic plans to prosecute ICE agents if they regain power.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. President Trump has signed a promised executive action to pay Transportation Security Administration employees after a bid to end the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security abruptly fell apart in Congress on Friday.
President Trump signed the action with an eye toward easing long security lines at many of the nation's top airports after TSA agents were calling in sick. Many hadn't been paid for over a month. More from townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
First Lady, spillover offices for whatever it might be in the executive office of the president. But a lot of them were just not used. And it was dingy and dirty and crummy and ugly. Oh, it was painted on the outside and made it look nice. But it probably, if you were looking at the wall, at the end wall on what would be the east end of the White House looking south, it would be comparable to looking at a double-wide trailer parked on the end of the White House. That's what he's torn down, and that's where he's building this new grand ballroom. And I don't know why people are so upset about it. And I think they're upset about it because when you hear he tore down the East Wing, I don't think people really know what that means. I know I've gotten off track here, but it's something. It's just a bugaboo of mine because presidents over the course, I mean, first of all, remember the White House has been burned down. Remember the British burned it down. We rebuilt it. The West Wing did not always exist. The West Wing got built. There's been remodeling, there's been replacing, it's been expanded, it's been everything over the course of 250 years. And that, of course, it hasn't been there 250 years because it wasn't there on July 4, 1776. And we're not paying for this. The taxpayers aren't paying for it. So he's building a grand ballroom. That's one of the things that he's doing. He's going to have a UFC match. He's doing all these different celebrations. And I think it's all appropriate. But there's one thing that came about from the cabinet meeting. It had been speculated on all during the week. And that was the idea of having President Trump say, go pull out a dollar bill. Do you have a dollar bill? Let me pull one out of my pocket real quickly and take a look at it. So I forget which side is which. On the right side, you have the Secretary of the Treasury. And on the left side, you have the Treasurer of the United States. So they wanted to put President Trump's signature on. I don't know whether they were going to put it on I assume they would put it on the Secretary of the Treasury side, because the Treasurer is the one that really is the one issuing the authorization for the currency. Or maybe put his likeness on a $100 bill, maybe a commemorative $100 bill. I confess that when I first heard that, I was kind of repulsed by it. I don't like the idea of even the current president, whether it had been my old boss, George W. Bush. I think putting his signature on the currency would be inappropriate. I think putting his face on everyday usage currency or coins would be inappropriate. I think it's true for Obama. True for Biden. I think it's true for Trump. So for all you yahoos that think that I just suck up to Trump all the time, well, here's an exception. Well, what does the law say or doesn't say, and what are the loopholes about whether they can do this? Let's go through some history real quickly. In 1866, here's the foundational problem. We have to go all the way back to 1866. What's called the Thayer Amendment. That amendment prohibits the likeness of any living person, including presidents, from appearing on either U.S. securities or currency. That was passed by Congress in 1866 because there was this really bizarre scandal involving a Treasury official named Spencer Clark. Now, the scandal itself is almost too stupid to believe, but it's hilarious. Congress had approved a note, like a dollar bill note, featuring an image of William Clark. Know who that is? Yeah, you do. You're just not putting it in context. Lewis and Clark. William Clark of the Lewis and Clark Expedition. But the stupid congressman neglected to specify William Clark's first name in the legislation. So Spencer Clark, who had the same surname, inserted his own image instead of the image of William Clark. Congress was pissed off, as you can imagine. So Congressman Martin Thayer of Pennsylvania added an amendment that reads this: hereafter, no portrait or likeness of any living president shall be engraved or placed upon any of the bonds, securities, notes, or postal currency of the United States, close quote. But there's a loophole. Of course there's a loophole, right? Here's where it gets legally interesting. And here's where the administration is parking its getaway car. The law doesn't mention coins. And that was not an oversight in the modern sense. There was never any intent to outlaw living people on coins. Now, no actual historic person had appeared on a U.S. coin, and none did until Columbus appeared on a coin in 1892. And no living person until the governor of Alabama appeared in 1921. So in 1866, that's when Congress was fixing the specific problem in front of it, paper currency. They weren't making a comprehensive constitutional statement about coins. Now let's fast forward to 2005. The Presidential $1 Coin Act of 2005. That authorized the issuance of $1 coins honoring each president, and it explicitly restricts each coin series to deceased presidents and goes on to stipulate a 2-year waiting period after a president's death before they can be featured on the presidential $1 coin. Oh, but wait a minute. There's something even else. The Circulating Collectible Coin Redesign Act of 2020. Here's the self-owned. It'll be next. Don't go away.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. If you like what we do on the weekend, I'm going to keep pushing this because I've seen the numbers, and I know that we're getting a lot of listeners that listen during the weekday, and I really do appreciate that. If you like what we do on the weekend, it's real easy to listen to me during the weekday. On your iHeart app or on your computer, however you listen, you're going to search for a station with the call letters KOA. KOA. It's located on the dial at 850 AM or 94.1 FM. 850 AM, 94.1 FM, KOA. You hit that as a preset, or if you're listening on your computer, you can put in KOANewsRadio.com, and you can listen to me live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Mountain Time. And the show is generally the same. It's a little bit different. It's a little more loosey-goosey sometimes. But if you like what we do here, I think you'd like the weekday program, too. So check that and stream me live during the week also. We're talking about putting President Trump's face, signature, on coins or currency. And not to bury the lead, I'm just opposed to it. I just don't like the idea at all. And I'll tell you why when we get through all of the legalities and the history. So I told you about the Thayer Amendment from 1866. That's the foundational prohibition that says no. But then there was a loophole, and one of the loopholes was coins. And then in 2005, they implemented the Presidential $1 Coin Act that authorized the issuance of these $1 coins honoring the presidents, but there had to be a 2-year waiting period after the president's death before they could be featured on those coins. Then we get to 2020. And this is really hysterically a self-own for President Trump. Because here's the truly delicious irony. A federal law signed by President Trump in January of 2021, literally a week before his term in office ended the first time, that law allows the United States Treasury to mint $1 coins, quote, with designs emblematic of the United States semiquincentennial during the years of the anniversary, meaning the 250th anniversary. But that same law, under a heading on standards for circulating collectible coins, says this: no head and shoulders portrait or bust of any person, living or dead, and no portrait of a living person may be included in the design on the reverse of any coin under subsections X, Y, and Z. Subsection Y covers the 250th anniversary coins specifically. So President Trump signed a law that arguably prohibits the very coin bearing his face. Let that sink in for a moment. So how would they get around this? If they really do push, how would they get around it? Because the administration is splitting the coin question into two separate tracks. All right, stick with me, because this is how much of a dance we're doing trying to get Trump's photo on a coin. Here's track one, the $1 circulating coin. I think that probably faces the most serious legal obstacle, because the Circulating Collectible Coin Redesign Act of 2020, where'd you ever hear you think be listening on radio about the Circulating Collectible Coin Redesign Act of 2020? Well, you're going to hear it right here. That law says that the Treasury may mint for issuance during the 1-year period beginning January 1, 2026, this past January, $1 coins with designs emblematic of the United States semiquincentennial. The explicit prohibition on living persons in that same act, that's a real problem for this $1 commemorative coin. So that's the first track. But there's a second track. And that's called the 24-karat gold commemorative coin. Megan Sullivan, the acting chief of the Office of Design Management at the U.S. Mint, she says that the Secretary of the Treasury has the authority to authorize the minting and issuance of new 24-karat gold coins. Now, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, he says he can use that to get around the prohibition. This gold coin would be issued under the Treasury Secretary's separate, broader statutory authority over bullion and proof coins. That's a different legal category entirely, where the portrait prohibition language, as best I can tell, doesn't appear. So if you wanted to put, like, currently you can buy a 99.99-something% solid gold U.S. Eagle gold coin. I own some of those. They're actually, the value is well above $5,000 a couple of weeks ago. It's dropped down to about $4,500 now. They could do those. Or they could do a 24-karat gold commemorative coin. Then on March 19th, just, 9 days ago, the Commission of Fine Arts approved a design for a gold coin commemorating the 250th birthday, showing Trump leaning over his desk. Now, that commission consists entirely of Trump appointees. They're called the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee. It's the nonpartisan body. Did not approve either design. U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach, the current Treasurer of the United States, confirmed that the Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, has sole discretion on final design selection. Now, you think that's the end of the story? What would Paul Harvey say? Nope. Now you need to hear the rest of the story. Because I think by hook or crook, legitimate or illegitimate, legal or illegal, appropriate or inappropriate, approved regulatory or non-regulatory, by policy or non-policy, or by fiat, I don't know, but I would just bet you one of my solid gold eagle coins that Trump will somehow manage to get his caricature, his face, his portrait, some design of President Trump on some sort of 250th birthday coinage. I think the currency, I don't think that'll happen. And the signature on the currency, I don't think that will happen. But let's go through the exceptions, because there are a handful of historical exceptions. You knew this was coming, right? I just think it's hilarious that, one, this is going to become, you, mark my words, this will become a huge political issue. Because, well, today they're having no king's marches, right? And when you think of people that are on coins or that are on currency, they're usually what? Dead guys. Yeah, dead guys. Or if you think of the British pound, oh, that's got the monarchy on it. So we're talking about this on No King's Day. And that's what they'll claim, is that, oh my gosh, we're turning into a monarchy. He's an authoritarian. He's a fascist. He's a Marxist. He's a communist. He's a king. He's a dictator. Let's go through the exceptions. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by PowerSales University.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hammer teeth. coin, which would still be legitimate U.S. currency, U.S. coinage, but not typically the thing that you would take and pay extra for, like you would buy a $1 commemorative coin, and it costs you, $25 or $100 or whatever it is. You're not going to go out there and use that at face value for a dollar. And nobody's going to, sell you a pack of cigarettes and give you change, because I don't know, maybe a pack of cigarettes costs $25. But I'd be curious, because I haven't told you yet why I object to this. But I'd like to hear whether, without having finished the segment on this, whether or not you would like to see Trump's image on either a commemorative coin or actual coinage or currency that we use, or his signature. Text me 33103. 33103. Just kind of a quick, poll. Not technically a poll. I'm just kind of curious if you have strong feelings one way or the other, and why you've got those feelings. So do that. So we've gone from 1866 all the way through March of this year, March 19th, last week ago, 9 days ago. That's when the Commission of Fine Arts approved a design for a gold coin commemorating the 250th anniversary birthday, showing Trump leaning over his desk. I've seen it. It's just he's leaning over the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. His arms are kind of spread, and he's kind of leaning and, staring into the camera or into the drawing. The Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee, the nonpartisan body, didn't approve the design, but one that consists entirely of Trump appointees, the Commission of Fine Arts, did approve it. And the Treasurer of the United States, which is separate from the Secretary of the Treasury, says that Scott Bessent has the sole discretion on the final design selection. And, of course, I wanted to walk through some exceptions. In 1926, to celebrate the country's 150th birthday, a half dollar was minted featuring President Calvin Coolidge. They made him the first living president to appear on a coin. In 1995, Eunice Kennedy Shriver appeared on a commemorative silver dollar honoring the Special Olympics. Those are all examples of commemorative coins. They're not intended to be broadly used as money. The Coolidge coin, which is the closest historical parallel I can find, is pretty instructive because most of the 1 million coins struck, guess what happened? They were eventually returned to the U.S. Mint and they were melted. So now, if you can find a surviving specimen, that's quite interesting for vintage coin collectors. But the public didn't embrace it at all. Most of the coins got sent back to the Mint. So there's a deeper principle here that I'm raising. And I think this is the argument that might resonate with you. Anybody with an understanding of history or numismatics, the collection of coins, knows that the Declaration of our Independence was our founders' statement for cutting the ties between the colonies and King George. And for 250 years since that great document, the Declaration of Independence was signed, with just a few controversial exceptions. Not one nation on this planet has issued coins with the image of a democratically elected leader during the time of their service. Let me repeat that. For 250 years, since we declared our independence, not one nation on earth that I could find, if you can find an exception, I'd like to see a photo of it. Not one nation has issued coins with the image of a democratically elected leader during the time of their service on those coins. I'm not talking about a commemorative coin, not one like Coolidge, where it was meant to be not just used in everyday transactions, but a collector's item. And even then, nobody really wanted to collect it. They got sent back. They got melted down and used to make new coins. Somebody else. I've never seen in person one of the Coolidge coins. Just as a history buff, I'd love to have one of those. I have no idea what the value is. Only those nations that I could find that are ruled by kings or dictators, by monarchies or dictators, display the image of their sitting ruler on the coins of the realm. That's according to Donald Scarinci, who's a member of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee. Do you know when George Washington's face first appeared on a coin? I don't have any coins in my pocket. I hate carrying coins. When do you think he's on a quarter, right? George Washington on a quarter. George Washington, the father of the country, the first president of the United States of America, his face did not appear on a coin until 1932, more than a century after his death. The nation's first president himself was strongly opposed to that kind of personal aggrandizement. He expressly said, "I, George Washington, will not have my portrait on United States coins. We are done with kings." So if you're out there participating in a No Kings protest, maybe that's kind of what I'm doing today. Because I really don't want, I don't want to break that lineage. I don't want to break that tradition. And I don't want Trump to be the exception. Because you know what it will do? It will fuel, as, in fact, Goober number 8722 writes, "Mike, I don't care one way or the other about Trump and currency. However, anything," that's already moved on me. Boy, you guys are, they're flying in now. Where'd that one go? Mike, I don't care one way or the other about Trump and currency. However, anything that drives the left crazy is worth it. I agree, but not this. Not this. Because those will, one, go into collection. They will eventually maybe be used in circulation. I don't know whether they'll be or people will just collect them. But I don't want to break that lineage. I don't want to break that historical precedent. If George Washington had the understanding that we had just separated by kings, and if you understand that no nation on this planet has issued coins with the image of a democratically elected president or a leader, a prime minister or whatever, on their current coinage, you would understand how historically significant that is. Because the only thing, go back to the British pound. How quickly did the British Mint have to start reproducing pounds, start reproducing their coins with King Charles? Yes. Now, you can still find, I'm sure you can find still, I had British pounds with Queen Elizabeth on them because she was around for, what, 1,000 years. So, yeah, in my stash of foreign currency that I keep, of course, I've got Queen Elizabeth. I don't have any King Charles because I haven't been to London since he ascended to the throne. I don't want us to do that. I don't want to go down that same path. It just seems wrong. So you can support everything Donald Trump has done. And you can still say that the 250th anniversary of our founding is precisely the wrong moment to abandon the Republican tradition that Washington himself insisted upon. Because this isn't about Trump. It's really not. It's about what this country is. And what America is not a kingdom. We're not a monarchy. And it will just feed into those on the left who are out there protesting today about No King's Day. Oh, it's No King's Day. Yeah, we don't have a king. Nowhere. We don't have anybody pretending to be a king. But you put his face on a coin or on currency, and now when you look at the global picture, we've just fed into their argument, and I think it breaks a horrible, horrible, no, I was phrasing that wrong. It would horribly break a tradition established by George Washington that said, we just fought. Remember, Washington fought, almost lost the war for independence. And at the end of his presidency, he said, I will not have my portrait on the currency. He was right then, and he's right now. I'll be right back.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
1 in 4 was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we're going to switch gears for a moment. I asked you to follow me on X at Michael D. Brown because it's It's an amazing media platform. I've gotten to the point where unless, and even people that I know personally, sometimes they'll post something where I have to really go check it because it just seems to be either so outlandish or so incredible that I think they may have been, you know, sucked up into some conspiracy that doesn't really exist. I read this yesterday and it caught my eye. It says, if you have been paying attention, over 3,000 farms, ranches, food processing facilities, and agriculture facilities have been destroyed the last 5 years, some by plane crashes, others by unexplained. Seems that we have been living under an attack on our food security for some time. That caught me. Is that true? Is that, if it is true, is that number anywhere correct? And if so, can we explain why? Is that number extraordinary, fairly standard? Is there any evidence of an organized or sustained attack on our food security? Well, as I dug into it and really tried to find out the truth, the claim that more than 3,000 agricultural and food processing facilities that have been destroyed as part of a deliberate attack on the food security of this country is a falsehood. And it's a social media conspiracy that has been widely debunked since it first started gaining traction in, are you ready for this, in 2022. So for 4 years, because then I did a search on X for every post, or formerly tweets, about this conspiracy. And sure enough, There were many prior to 2022. It goes all the way back into COVID. But then in 2022, the numbers just exploded. The narrative falsely asserts that a string of fires and accidents at farms, food processing plants, that it's all part of this organized plot to create food shortages. But every fact checker that I could find, every independent, like not just, you know, the Associated Press or PolitiFact or Reuters, but independent fact checkers, and then going to original sources, like the National Fire Protection Association. How many fires have we had in these kinds of places? The claim that 3,000 facilities have been destroyed over the last 5 years, it's not extraordinary. But it's actually an underestimation of standard industrial accidents. Do you know that we are home to more than 36,000 food and beverage processing plants and over 2 million farms? And data from the National Fire Incident Reporting System, which was part of what we do in, that I used to do in FEMA, indicates that between 2015 and 2019, there was an annual average of 5,308 fires across all manufacturing and processing facilities. And then within the ag sector specifically, there was an average of 961 fires at ag facilities and 1,100 incidents at grain or livestock storage sites every year. Over a five-year period, those sectors naturally experienced well over 10,000 fires, making a figure of 3,000 actually statistically insignificant. So then I went to the National Fire Protection Association. They explain that these environments are actually prone to fires because the food itself, the grain itself, acts as fuel. The combination of combustible materials like cooking oils, grain, dust, heavy machinery, high-pressure systems, and, of course, the high heat that naturally, all that increases fire risks. In 2020 alone, there were more than almost 500,000, 490,000, structure fires across the entire country. That means that fires in food manufacturing represents a very small, actually a very normal fraction, of total domestic fires. But I was curious about the mention of plane crashes in this post. That comes from two highly publicized accidents, both of which occurred in April of 2022. One involved a small plane with a pilot in training crashing into parked trucks in an isolated area of a General Mills cereal plant in Georgia. So we're going to extrapolate from that, that there's some sort of vast conspiracy to destroy the food security in this country? Oh, my gosh, people are nuts. Then there was another incident. Again, a small plane crashing at an Idaho potato processing plant. So you have two incidents. Both involve small aircraft operating near local airports. Both investigated as tragic aviation accidents, not intentional kamikaze attacks. The General Mills plant was not even physically damaged and did not experience any operational disruptions as a result of that crash. So I could find no evidence of any organized or sustained attack on our domestic food supply. Then I went to the American Association of Meat Processors, the National Chicken Council. They say that occasionally fires are just a normal part of the manufacturing industry and are generally contained very quickly. Supply chain experts say that the U.S. food system is a vast, decentralized network of processors and distributors. So the loss or temporary closure of a few plants because of isolated accidents, that you cannot disrupt the national food supply that way. Supply chain strains observed in recent years, guess what they're driven by? Macroeconomic factors like, well, the war in Ukraine, the breadbasket of the world, or farm labor shortages, not localized industrial accidents. The point of the entire segment is that you read things like this, and of course, I haven't checked today to see how many reposts that particular one got, but Johnny Whiskey, down in Texas, is out there spreading a conspiracy theory that our food processing and our food security is under an intentional attack, when just a little bit of research would say, no, and actually, even if that number's true, when you consider the vast number of processing and manufacturing plants in the entire country, it's a fraction, a mere fraction. The point, don't believe every conspiracy theory you hear. But you already knew that. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Spring is almost here, so wake up that garden and get growing with Grange Co-op's Spring Roundup Sale, happening now through March 29th. Jump on big-time savings. Buy two, get one free blueberries, 20% off vegetable jumbo packs, and score three free chicks per family when you buy a 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue poultry feed. From fresh blooms to happy pets, Grange Co-op has everything you need to kick off the season right. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.